In the name of our God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, Amen. Please be seated. The lessons are somewhat interesting and somewhat of a challenge, but not bad. The rector gave me instructions about preaching this week and said I had to preach on a camel going through the eye of the needle. So he may be surprised. I worked that in. And it's good to keep him light on his feet, you know, at his age. So it's important. The gospel lesson, though, is one that I think could be and has been misinterpreted if you read it just sort of very literally, because it talks about how difficult it is for someone with wealth, with possessions, with all of this, to enter the kingdom of God. And what it sort of doesn't totally connect well is that with wealth and all of those things, to take them in with you to the kingdom of God is the challenge. We have to let go of those things which you and I idol, that are idols to us, that have power over us, or power that keeps us from doing different things. Those are the things, those are the issues that we have to leave behind and be able to move beyond in order to enter the kingdom of God. And it's hard. A lot, if you're like me, I often don't know what I am holding as an idol in my life. Sometimes it's there and has power, but I maybe have not named it yet. So one of the challenges we have is to name those things. Name those things in some ways that control our lives and that keep us from moving as freely as God might have intended for us. So the gospel is a challenge, but the section our young rector wanted me to preach about was how a camel goes through the eye of a needle. Now, does anybody have a bulletin close by? If you look on the back, this is supposedly the door going into the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where, and it's called now the Eye of the Needle. But it goes in a sort of a, not in a very main area. It goes in and you can enter that and get into the Temple Mount, which was there at Jesus' time. So that was an entrance, really an entrance into that. And that's very true. You see the door, it would be very hard to get a camel into that. You would have to strip the camel of all the things that they usually carry on their back, the possessions, whatever, and then get it to kneel down and go through. And whether you would ever put those things back on the camel or not is something that's up for grabs. But that speaks exactly to our gospel, that even for a camel, it has to take all those things, the possessions, that would keep it from going into the Temple Mount, that would block it. It could not go in with those. It has to take them off and then enter the Temple Mount. It's a good analogy for us in our life and those things which might, as we carry around, hold us back and keep us from going forward. Amen.